On Occidental College Week, which schools are taking on most of the burden of a school district's debt? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Claire Cahan, assistant professor of urban and environmental policy, determines it might not be spread evenly.
My research examines the uneven terrain of school district indebtedness in Los Angeles County. There are 75 school districts in the county. The Los Angeles Unified School District is the best known. It serves over 500,000 students, the majority of whom are Black and brown and low income. But within the borders of Los Angeles Unified, smaller cities have carved out their own school districts. The District of Beverly Hills, for example, is small, majority white, wealthy, carved out in one of the highest income neighborhoods of the region. Compton also has its own school district, but unlike Beverly Hills, it's poor and majority Black. My research examines what happens when these different districts, with their differing sizes, wealth, and student bodies, have to issue debt on the municipal bond market. I show that their bond market outcomes are highly unequal and that debt is much costlier in some places than others. For example, I find that districts in the lowest 1% of household income pay more than double what districts in the 99th percentile pay just to issue a bond. They also pay more in interest per student. My research seeks to explain this inequality. I chart how and why school districts have come to draw their boundaries where they are, and how these boundaries help richer school districts function as tightly guarded bank safes, while poorer ones are disciplined and punished by the market. I show that the poorest districts are most dependent on borrowing to meet their needs, and yet are unable to raise the local revenue needed to repay their debt without making cuts. Debt appears, in my research, as what one of my colleagues has called the great unequalizer. Debt undermines decades of budget reforms aimed at leveling the playing field and maintains a system that bifurcates school districts into richer and poorer.
That was Claire Cahan of Occidental College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.